We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Chris Hare, get on that Odyssey app, hit the rewind button. And I tell you what, talking to Chris, who covers the Chargers, Chargers are good.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent on the field.
They play a lot of different positions.
Derwin James comes back. He is a dude.
Yeah.
He is a player, man. I want to talk about the week one game against the Chargers, which is shockingly only 90 days away. Does it feel like life is in turbo speed right now? That it's mid-June already? That football's in 90 days? Mm-mm. You don't think so? It does for me. And I was actually talking to CK about it this morning. He said one thing that kind of has maybe helped or like just twisted our brains a little bit is usually the NBA finals are the first week of June. Like pre-pandemic, that was always when the NBA finals were.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas right now, and we're not even in the conference finals. The NBA finals will be like 4th of July.
Yeah.
Maybe not that far, but maybe.
Close.
And the Stanley Cup's usually the same thing. The Stanley Cup's usually over.
Yeah.
Because think 3 years ago, Saturday, was the Capitals parade.
See, I just want to slow it down because it's the summer. And I love having fun in the summer. I want to fly past the summer.
I've seen you have fun in the winter, too.
Yeah, but the summer is way better. Listen, winter, where you got to, you know.
Wear a coat.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that.
Deal with sleet. Yeah. Everybody waxes poetic about snow and how much they love the winter. All we get is sleet and hail and freezing rain
stuff. Snow, sucks. But we put too much salt and sand down, and it screws up everything. Because, it looks good dropping down white. And as soon as it hit the ground, we come out, and then everything looks like mud.
Ugh, it's so gross. I'm with you.
Dirty sand.
Correct. I wanted to ask you about these comments Le'Veon Bell made.
Okay.
So, Le'Veon Bell, to me,
a little different.
Seems like he might be a bit of a malcontent. He doesn't seem happy very often. He was with arguably the best organization in football, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, with a head coach that I believe will probably go to the Hall of Fame at some point, Mike Tomlin.
Uh-huh.
And he basically just complained his way out of there. Took a full year off football,
yeah,
which is just bananas.
That was the beginning when players started doing that. Trent followed.
Then to get the cash,
he's gonna follow.
He signed with the Jets,
mm-hmm,
who are a train wreck franchise. Clearly, he just wanted the bag. Got plenty of money. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets eventually released him, and he ended up with the Kansas City Chiefs. A coach you know well in Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
A coach you really like.
Definitely do.
I think you might say you love him.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Right. Le'Veon Bell on Twitter over the weekend posted, or maybe it was on Instagram, "I'd never play for Andy Reid again. I'd retire first."
Okay.
What the hell do you think happened?
Maybe he didn't get his way. You ever notice that every time Le'Veon Bell doesn't get his way, it's never his fault. It's always someone else's fault. All right. How many players you've heard speak on Andy Reid?
Dozens.
How many have ever said anything negative about him?
I'm not even being hyperbolic. This seems like the first one ever.
So, when you don't have people consistently saying something about a guy, and you have a guy who's been place, what is he? Who is he blaming? We have seen Andy Reid go above and beyond to give guys second, third chances. We've seen him go to bat for his players. Now Le'Veon Bell said he'll never play. Well, maybe you'll never play for him again because he probably won't invite you back. You ever thought about that?
He doesn't have a contract.
Le'Veon Bell at one point was the prototypical running back. Can catch 80 out the backfield and do everything else. Now, do you think he's that guy? Or do you think people see him as more of a problem than he is a solution?
I mean, the Chiefs claimed him and gave him a chance, a place to maybe make it work.
Definitely.
And then he says, I'd never play for Andy Reid again.
And Andy
I'd retire
like,
first.
Thank you.
You know what it kind of sounds like to me? You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? And so then.
But my thing is, did he expect to just go into Kansas City and just automatically become what you were 2 or 3, 4 years ago? And they're going to just give you. No, they have people who runs that offense that they the way they want it run probably better than what you were doing. They have enough running backs and receivers doing everything to where they don't have to cater to Le'Veon Bell.
So after he took the shot at Andy Reid, which he undoubtedly did, he got on Twitter and said, I said what I said, and I don't regret at all what I said. For those who have a personal problem with me because of what I said, that's fine. You have your right. Just understand I also have my right for how I feel about my personal problem with dude because of what he said to me.
Okay.
He wouldn't elaborate on what Andy Reid said to him.
Well, my thing is this. Don't bring something to the public and then give half of the story. If you want people to understand your position and the way and why you feel a certain way, you expose what that is. What he said to you to make you feel this way. Because so most people see Andy Reid as an upstanding dude.
So this is how he followed it up. I'm not going to get all into depth on why I feel the way I do, but I have my right to feel the way I feel.
Yeah.
The only thing I would change is commenting how I really felt on social media. So you can love me or hate me. I'm going to be fine regardless. I'm just giving you a small version from my point of view on why I said what I said.
Okay.
Never did I say I didn't enjoy my time in KC because I loved my time there and was probably the closest locker room full of players I've ever been around. I enjoyed my teammates, the city, the food, the fans, just about everything in KC. But he will never play for Andy Reid again.
And why do you think those players are like that? And why do you think the organization is ran like that? And why do you think everything seems to be the way it is right there? Now, if he says something that got your ball butt hurt, get over it, okay? And that's the whole thing. Sometimes people don't expect to hear the truth. What if Andy basically told him, nah, we don't think you can help us anymore? That is something that I think will piss off most players. For me, I will never play for him again. Well, obviously you're not because he just told you you are not what they need. You're not what they thought you were anymore. But he has a right to feel how he feels. I just believe when you want to bring something to the public and you want them to understand or side with you, you have to at least give the whole story, not parts of it.
Just don't say it.
It's like me hiring a lawyer and telling him half of the story, but expect him to go out and fully represent me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
But it is what it is. Feel what you feel.
There is.
I would play, if I could get in shape right now and go play, I'll play for a man right now, today.
You ever wonder how lucky you are to have played for Gibbs and Reed?
Oh, I don't wonder. I know. Because we talk so much about players, and I had this conversation, I think, with you earlier. I said we're going to have to start holding coaches accountable, too, because most of the top players, top 10 players that get drafted every year go to teams that were awful, okay? No matter who they are, they go to an awful team. And ultimately, we have to come down to the point of how does the coaches get those players? Because they always say guys were great in college, but they're not ready for the pros. So who gets you ready for the pros? The coaches. You know, we had a conversation earlier about certain people not getting players in the right position or getting them to the point they're supposed to be. So when we get these players coming in and they don't reach their potential, sometimes it's because the organization they went to or the coach they got under. And I think when I got under Joe Gibbs, I saw a teacher. When I got with Andy Reid, I saw a teacher. And on top of that, I saw human beings that gave a damn about you outside of the sport, too.
So last night, we were all texting on the group thread. We'd watched Suns Nuggets, and we were watching Inside the NBA after. Mm-hmm. And Charles Barkley had a point that made me think of you, B-Mitch. Kind of what you just said about coaches have to get the most out of these players. And, and I just couldn't help but think about it. It's something I've heard you say time and time again. Let's hear that
my
from Barkley.
My twin said it?
He did. You got a better golf swing, though.
When Chris and Money were together the first time, they knocked heads because Money wanted to do things his way. As a coach, you have to listen to your players. They don't have to control your team, but I think it's really important to be, if you're going to be a great coach, not a good coach, a great coach, you should listen to your players. Because there's some times when I was, especially when I was playing for the 76ers, and we traded for some bombs, I wish the owner had, or the general manager had came to me and said, hey, Kenny, what do you think of that, about this guy you play against? Mm-hmm. Shaq, what do you think about that guy you play against? And I learned that from Paul Silas. He says, yo, man, I ask players, because players know who they're playing against. Because we got a lot of guys who put up, as Kevin McHale said, we got a lot of guys in this league put up empty calories.
When he started that and he said, I had one of the coaches come talk to me and he said, and Kenny, I would say, Charles forgot who he was. But I see where he was going with it.
I just think that's so true. And
yeah,
I think
it's 100% true.
And I'll tell you this, watching Ron and knowing that Ron Rivera coached under Andy Reid for a number of years in Philly, I mean, I think you describe Andy Reid as a player's coach, right? Players love him.
Yeah, they love him, but he holds him to a standard. It's like a lot of times when we hear players coach from players, it's the coach that lets him do whatever the hell they want
right
to do. But I think when you hear media and you hear people who, like, I look for coaches who are leaders because my dad was a military guy. So when I went to coaches and they didn't have any type of organization, and they weren't leaders, I didn't respect them. But I saw that in Andy. I saw that in Joe. Andy and Joe also are not those rah-rah coaches and lose their mind and want to go off. And no, they just they lead based off who they are. And it makes you respect them even more. So, yes, Andy is definitely one. But like I mentioned to you earlier, and when Charles was talking, I immediately thought of, and I don't know how many fans remember when Al Noga was signed here from Minnesota. I remember in the 2 to 3 years prior to him coming here, our whole game plan was run the football at Al Noga. We had check with me. We had alerts. And the alert was if Al is here, run that ball at him. If he's not there, run on the other side of him. Check with me. We run to Al. Then we went to get him. I'm like, what the hell are we doing? Why would we get somebody who was the guy that we keyed on to run at all the time? Oh, he's going to be different here. He got here, and he couldn't stop a run. He couldn't rush a passer. He was the same bum he was, like Charles said, when he was in Minnesota. He got here, he was a bum then. If the coaches had paid attention to the defensive players and the offensive players that played against him, they would have never wasted their time with that.
Players know.
Hey, ballers know, bro.
I mean,
game recognized game.
I've seen that. Working in the NFL locker rooms, players always know. They know who's committed. They know who's the best. And Ron Rivera said it last year, and I think it was one of the most honest things he said about benching Dwayne Haskins. Because if you remember, long before the stripper selfies, people were mad about Haskins getting benched after four games.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron said, he's like, I can't look in the eyes of the rest of that locker room and not make this move.
Mm-hmm.
The players know. And I think it makes a lot of sense now. It's important to note you can be a player's coach, but also take things seriously. And I think that's what the Washington football team is trying to do now, is create a scenario where they're taking things seriously, but that the players feel like they are invested and have, you know, some level of say in what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you kind of saw that with, I mean, I know Chase Young wasn't there, but everybody else was on some level for the OTAs. Other teams had 75, 80 guys there. They had 87, 88 out of 90. And, I mean, I talk with players frequently via text messages and other things. There was one, I'll tell you this. I was talking with one player about the Vegas trip. And I was like, you think typically an East Coast NFL team travels west, they go for two nights.
Nay, not the Vegas.
I asked, I was like, you think the Vegas trip will be two nights? He's like, man, the way Ron takes care of us, I bet it will. Brief pause. But I bet we're not staying downtown.
No, no, you're not going to stay in Vegas. He may fly out to AZ or somewhere else.
I don't think you'd want to have to do a second flight. But, you could stay out by, like, the Hoover Dam. They got resorts out there.
I'm going to have you. You're not going to be on the Strip. I guarantee you that.
You and I are, though.
Hell to the yeah.
Lamville, you should make that trip with us.
I'll go to Vegas with you guys.
Have you ever been to Vegas, Lamville?
No.
What about you, Cody? Your head's going to explode.
It doesn't sleep.
I have been there, and I love it.
It doesn't sleep.
Cody was playing slots at MGM on a Sunday afternoon. I can only imagine you in Las Vegas.
It was blackjack, all right?
Not the picture you sent us.
Yeah, that was slots, homeboy.
I just need to know that they've brought the buffets back. You know, I know with COVID, a lot of places got rid of the buffets. I just need to know they've brought them back.
We get you right.
You know, one thing that's upsetting to me is when I'm in Ashburn, I like to go to Wegmans because there's a Wegmans right there next to Redskins Park. I love Wegmans.
Wegmans is great.
Big Wegmans fan. I like I think they call it Taste of Asia. Like, mm-hmm. They have like this hot food with General Tso, beef and broccoli.
You buy Chinese food by the pound.
Yeah, you get like a little container and you can just get little bits of everything.
Mm-hmm.
COVID has ruined that. That's all gone. Is that coming back? Do we know?
I don't know.
COVID's the worst.
I mean,
the worst.
A lot of the stuff will come back eventually, but I think it's not going to necessarily be us. It's going to be the people who are preparing it and putting it together. They're going to have to watch out stuff more.
Yeah.
Clean up stuff a little bit more. That's the only thing I've always been. I'm never.
Because you don't like the food that sits out.
I'm not concerned about the people going to get it. I'm concerned about the people that's preparing it and how they put the stuff out there. Because I go into some place, I'm like, look, can y'all come clean this crap up? You know what I'm saying? You should be paying attention to that 24/7. Not just like, oh, we're going to put it out there. We'll go change it when it needs to be changed.
Are you aware that this collection of knuckleheads has a list of fake names they want to call me?
I think these names might fit and stick.
We'll reveal those names next, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. Lot to discuss. Time for Heard It Here first in just a minute. B. Mitch had a big week last week.
Oh.
I gave you five whole dollars, American currency.
And I gave it towards our parlay that
did not hit.
Cody and Lanfield messed up.
Two games tonight, two basketball games tonight. Sixers, Hawks, and Jazz, Clippers.
Yeah. -3 and -5 I think I'm going with that.
Parlaying it? Nah. Well, don't tell everybody yet.
I don't know.
We got time.
I don't know if I'm going to do that or not.
Are you going to stay up for both those games? These games are starting to get good.
Well, I try my best to stay up as long as I possibly can. But, you know, I'm not going to make that promise. But then again, now I got my sleep pattern back down, right? You know, I'm that dad. So what was it? Saturday night, my daughter was going out, and she told, well, my Monica said, well, she said she's on her way. So you know, you think your daughter on the way, you're gonna wait just to make sure to get in the house.
What time is it?
So now hour pass. So it's like one a.m.
Okay, like, you're starting to wonder.
No, but I'm like, well, she said she was on her way, so I'm like, she's in rest and she should be back now. Then. She said, oh, she just said she's leaving now. Okay, fine. So I'm 30 minutes past again. All of a sudden, it's 3-something, and I'm still up. But she, I mean, she had gotten home, I think, prior to that. But I can't go to sleep now because once you get past, when you're sleepy, you get past it, you just can't go to sleep. I got tea time at 8:11. I'm looking at the clock saying 3:50.
350?
350.
Oh, boy.
And
that is.
I don't know if I fell right asleep then, but yesterday I came back, and I just found out this morning, Mike said, your daughter's scared. I came from playing golf, and I laid up back on the couch, and I was comatose. And she was calling my name, and when I'm in a deep sleep, I don't hear anything. So she was like, I don't know what's wrong with Dad. Dad is just laying on the couch asleep. Looking at 350. And waking up around 6-something to get ready to go play golf, that destroyed me yesterday.
That is no good, dude.
Yes.
That is no bueno.
And my buddy comes in. He came late to play.
My God.
So, man, me and my wife, she got me. It came in at 5 o'clock. So we called his wife somewhere around 12. She was still in the bed.
His wife got home at 5 in the morning?
He and his wife.
What the hell were they doing?
They went to some combination.
Combination what?
Bachelor party thing. And he
sounds called, like they might have been at Larry Flynn's Hustler Club.
She's like, why are you calling me on video? So I start talking to her, oh, Lord. I'm like Uncle Brian, you know, I said to mess with everybody.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I, having two young children, I've had some painful sleep nights or lack of sleep nights. And I think being awake between the hours of 2 and 5 a.m., that is the most disruptive. Like, if you have to stay up till like 1 o'clock, all right. If you have to wake up at 5, all right. But if you're up between 2 and 5, your day is screwed up.
2 and 5 a.m.?
2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
But, see, it's depending on what I'm doing when I'm up at those hours.
That's like,
the fact
point.
That I was trying to go to sleep, but, you know, I'm going to make sure my baby come in. But if I was, like, out in Vegas in between 2 and 5, I would get up the next day like it was nothing and just keep rolling.
I mean, you are a machine.
Because you've been out with me.
Yeah. you can press the gas, and I try to keep up. And
but you're all gas, no brakes.
That's true. Speaking of all gas, Landfill, my name is James Patrick Finley. Like that, those are my initials. That's my name. These two knuckleheads in the aquarium over here think that it's cool to come up with fake names for me.
Yeah, I think they should.
Why?
Because you don't ever act the same. You're like you're off kilter.
What are some of these? Just call me JP. It's fairly simple.
No. What's the guy with the bad hair that played on Taxi?
Danny DeVito.
Not Danny. No, the tall one. He's on what you call him too? On he was on Taxi. I think he was, and now he plays on Seinfeld too. The crazy one.
Kramer. Michael Richards.
His hair looked like Kramer a little bit at the top of the day, don't it? Look a little out of sorts.
I mean, I was wearing a hat. It's just hard to wear a hat with the headphones on.
I don't think he really has Kramer hair. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, it's not together. It's not like Mark Mosley.
Certainly not like Mark Mosley.
Mark hair would not move. He had enough hairspray.
He still has nice hair.
Lots of hairspray.
He takes good care of his hair.
Lots of hairspray.
I don't really. Unless I have to do TV stuff, I just take a shower and then put a hat on. That's kind of my go-to. I don't understand the name bit, Landfill, or Cody, either one of you that wants to try to.
Well, yeah, Landfill started it last week when he called you something totally random. I was like, let's figure out what his real name actually is. So I came up with a list of, you know, possible names, and you know, he's been helping me out a little bit, and we're going to get to the bottom of it eventually.
What are the names?
Can we say all the names on the radio? Some of them we just got to say in the break.
No, we could say all of them.
Okay. Because I know how you two can get.
We think there's a pretty solid chance that your name is actually John Paul.
Yeah.
It's not. Oh. James Patrick.
John Paul. That's all that.
I was like a big fan of Jake Pierce.
But no, we can't call him John Paul because that's too close to being a pope, and he's nowhere close to that.
That's a good point.
There's also already a John Paul on the Junkies. John Paul. It's rather remarkable. What are the odds that two shows would have two dudes with JPF initials, and both dudes go by their initials?
You know, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
But I think his name is John... John Paul, whereas yours is actually Jean-Philippe.
It's not.
Jean-Philippe.
Remember that, Brian Potter?
That's your French side right there. When you were trying to talk like you were French, you were talking like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, when were we doing that? I forgot about that. I need to bring back my French accent.
No, don't do that.
You remember Brian Potter, our PR guy at NBC? He calls me Jean-Pierre. So,
yeah,
if you're interested in that at all.
If two people call you, so that may stick.
That's also a possibility, Jean-Pierre. We think that Juan Pablo is pretty much your name, probably.
It's not. My name's James Patrick.
When he swallowed that worm that was inside that tequila, he thought he was.
That's right.
So what about Jay Peter? J-A-Y Peter. That's more fitting than whatever you just said.
James Patrick.
I don't know. I think they can make too many things with that J and that Peter.
When my wife and I were first dating, she didn't know my middle name, and I was like,
call you Peter?
I was like, well, guess.
Yeah.
And she guessed Pablo.
That's right.
Isn't that incredibly weird?
When she didn't know,
hold on. When you met her, did you try to speak in an accent?
I don't think so. Perhaps.
But wait, you don't know how you acted?
It is how I woo the ladies with my accent. Is that a Pablo?
No, that sounds like a damn Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, it's a Pepe.
You sound like a skunk.
Maybe it's Jorge Pepe then.
When she didn't know what your name was, she just assumed it was Jason Pierre, because that is what your name is.
No, it's not.
I feel like it is.
Do you have any proof of what your real name actually is?
That's a good point.
I have a driver's license.
Nah, you could find one of those.
Yeah, you can get fake ones for like $4. You can just get a fake one.
This is fun. Now people on Twitter are joining in the stupid game.
There we go. Maybe a little Julian Perry.
Angry Rob says, Jester Prank Finley.
That's a good point. Yeah, because you're a clown.
Sadly.
Yeah.
I'm a clown.
What about Jamal Paxton? Is that your name, possibly?
Jamal Paxton?
Paxton?
I don't think he'll pass.
What if
Jamal?
It was? And I was, hey, guys, if you walked up, I'm going to start going somebody, by Jamal Paxton.
If you say my name, Jamal, and they look at you and be like,
nah.
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 Nah. You're joking. Yeah. Who did your mom date? Your name Jamal.
My name is not Jamal.
Yeah, you don't look
is
like
your
Jamal.
Name possibly like Jake Paul? You know, you think you're going to be
please don't be
a
him.
YouTube guy. Big YouTube
I have
star.
A YouTube page. Huh? It's cool. Channel 4, all the TV stuff I do on Channel 4, they like that I put it on YouTube. So I have a good Antonio Gibson interview if you want to go to, I think it's youtube.com/JP Finley is the page.
YouTube.com/Joshua Preston Finley.
Who is Joshua Preston? That's like an... That sounds like a person.
That's you. That's who that is.
Sounds like somebody in the pulpit.
It's definitely not me.
Is there any chance that your parents were big fans of Michael Jackson and Prince back in the 80s?
They call you, yeah.
You know, maybe a little
Michael Jackson Prince. Jackson Prince Finley.
No.
Plausible.
I don't even think Prince was big yet when I was born. Oh.
Are you crazy?
In 81?
He probably was.
I don't think so. I think it was a little later than that.
Let me see. I was in Upward Bound in 80-something, and Prince was big then.
I think he was still Prince back then.
When
he hadn't become a symbol yet.
When did Purple Rain come out?
I thought that was like 85.
Oh, it's just telling me my barrier's low. I'm back now?
Yeah, I hear you now. I got a tweet from Carl Grebe. He thinks I am just pimping Finley.
That sounds too cool to be you.
I don't know that I would go that far.
Ahmet just texted in, said, after the vasectomy, I'm just partially Finley.
That's not wrong.
That one's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a little hilarious.
Just Paul Finley? That's
just
not my
Paul.
Name.
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul.
James. Say it after. Repeat after me, Lanfield.
Mm-hmm.
James.
Juan.
Jean.
Patrick.
Pierre.
Pablo.
What is wrong with you guys?
We don't hear. We don't hear James.
Jamarcus Bailu says, no, Jacob Bailu says Jamarcus Periwinkle.
That is your new name. That's it. He wins.
Hey, anybody know when we get t-shirts made?
Jamarcus Periwinkle.
Jamarcus Periwinkle Finley III.
Jamarcus Periwinkle.
Listen. I can't believe there were two Jamarcus Periwinkles before you.
They didn't want to make sure that name stopped.
David Light says Jimothy Pimothy. I don't even know what that means. This has got to be Jimothy the dumbest Pimothy segment in the history of radio.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. Some of the other ones you decided on was.
I like this one from Angry Rob. He says, just poor Finley. P-O-U-R. Like, just poor.
That sounds very much like
that's you, that one kind of fits.
I actually can tell you what a better segment is going to be if you didn't like this one. Maybe you should listen to Grant and Danny at 3 o'clock this afternoon because they're going to have Charles Barkley on.
They're going to have Charles?
Charles wow. Barkley.
Is Charles cool. Barkley going to be talking to Charles Barkley?
I think Charles Barkley might be talking to Charles Barkley.
I really think Charles Barkley should ask the Charles Barkley we know here should ask Charles Barkley a question.
I think there will be multiple Charles Barkleys. In addition to the real one, there will also be Funny Danny there as well.
I would love to hear that.
I'll be listening to that sure.
What did he call him? Danny
Routier.
Routier.
Danny Routier. Coming up next, we got Heard It Here First. Time for the boys to make some bets. Maybe B. Mitch will win the week again. Before we go, though, it's J.P. Finley, and I wanted to tell you, you've been hearing Brian Mitchell talk about doing his windows and doors with Paul Henry for a long time. Well, I did it. I called Paul Henry. He came out to my house. He measured all the doors, all the windows, and now I'm in business with Paul Henry.
There you go.
He is such a good dude. When we went through everything, I forgot to show him one door that I wanted to get redone. Paul and I did a FaceTime at about 8 o'clock on a Thursday night so he could walk me through how to measure the windows. You know why, B. Mitch? Because I'm a dummy and I couldn't figure out what he meant on the measurements. My wife had to come help me. But Paul is a real dude. He's a nice, honest guy, family-owned, really nice employees. And when you work with Paul, it's not some other dude at the company. It's actually Paul Henry. He's going to come to your house and take care of you just like he did with Brian, just like he did with me. Don't delay. Call them this month to receive $85 off per Softlight window and Marvin windows with a 5-window minimum. And you get 10% off Provia doors. Contact Paul Henry's window installation today, paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. Jorge Posada Finley here. B. Mitch and Finley. 3 o'clock on the Grant and Danny program, Charles Barkley. That's a big one. That is must listen after Danny Routier. I'm sure they'll have all sorts of bits, and it's going to be a lot of fun to listen to. I'm going to make a point to listen to that. What about you, B?
Yeah, well, I would. What's the exact time, 3? I could do it at 3 because I'll be in the car. I have a 2 to 2:30, then I'm rushing home to go meet Paul.
My guy, Paul Henry.
Yeah.
Julius Plutarch Finley, ready to make some bets. Lamphill, hit it.
Come on, Julius.
Heard it here first. Every day we make a series of picks. Keep track of it all week. Winner gets $5 cold hard cash. B. Mitch won last week. I was the only one that paid him. Cody, did you pay him? Lanville, did you pay him?
Save it for the what you call it, Lanville and Cody.
You want Cody to save it for the slots?
No, save it for the parlay.
That's right. We're saving it for the parlay.
I work with the people.
I paid you. You put it towards the parlay. That's cool.
Yeah.
When I win, nobody pays me.
I pay you every week. I pay you.
That's true. And Lanville actually did pay me last time I won. So I appreciate
that. But you hadn't
that.
Won in 2 weeks. You were tying with Lanville.
It's true. Hey, quick Old Bay update. Shout out to Ahmet the Legend. He got 2 big packages of Old Bay delivered to my door.
Of course he did, because there's no shortage.
Ahmet is the reason that you act like you do. He's spoiling you.
Ahmed said he didn't do it for me. He did it for my wife. I also got.
In other words, you did it for you, because if your wife was unhappy, you were not going to be happy.
6 foot fella 72 on Twitter says, "Jesus, please, Finley." Pretty good.
Oh boy, this is hilarious.
Pretty good. I don't know how hilarious this is.
I like it.
Also, there's this incredibly grumpy dude on Twitter all the time. This guy Chris.
What did he say?
He said
he didn't like you talking about that.
He didn't like us saying that the Washington football team playing the Chargers is only 90 days away. And I said, "Yeah, I can't believe it's so close." And he said, "So we're just going to skip over the entire baseball season. Is that right?" And you know what I said to Chris? Did you miss when the leading beat reporter for the Washington Post that covers the Nationals was on the program?
Hey, and
we talked about the Nats for 15 minutes.
Chris, I'm going to say this to you because, you know, this is what I did for a long time when I did radio. I would hear people talk about, you don't talk about baseball, you don't talk about hockey. And I purposely talked about them damn near 2-3 times a week. And every time I would give us a call at this number to talk, nobody ever called in and nobody showed any interest in it. So the only reason you're saying that is because you just want to pick. Because if we were talking about it today and open up the phone line, you wouldn't have called. And people that really, really care about stuff, they reach out when they care about it, when they're interested in it. If you don't reach out when people are saying something, then you really don't care. You just want to be that guy that said, "Well, they don't talk about this sport." We talked about baseball today. Did you not hear
Correct.
It? Did you not hear it today?
Correct.
I mean, and one thing we say, that our Gambit DC listen line is always open. You could dial it. 1-800-636-1067, the fan. 1067. You could dial it at any time you want. But let's remember one thing. Show is called B. Mitchell Finley. You got Landfill and Cody Best in there. We're going to decide what we discuss, not necessarily you.
Correct.
Just like when you go to the store or you go to a concert, they do what they plan, not what the hell you say.
Take that.
But thank you. We'll go along with it. We'll listen to you tomorrow.
Now it's time to make our bets. We all start 0-0, brand new week. Mm-hmm. Landfill, what you got?
Well, I'm going to put a parlay in tonight. I'm going to take Argentina. The money line against Chile.
How many soccer bets have you put in?
That's
and have
what
you
I
hit
said. And
any
you looked
of them?
At me like I was crazy. You say Argentina to Chile, and you were talking, and I say Argentina.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
And he gave me this look like you know.
I've made 3 soccer bets. I've lost them all.
Oh, Lord.
Canada betrayed me this weekend. I think
what
they.
What tournament is Canada in?
They're trying to qualify for the World Cup.
So you got the European Cup, the South American Cup, and Canada's just casually scheduling games too.
They're trying
Why don't
to qualify
you just chill
for
a minute,
World
Canada.
Cup.
What's the Copa something? Was that
that's
one?
Copa America's yeah. The South American Cup,
right? Okay. That's what I'm actually taking Argentina in against Chile.
Oh, you don't think they play in Europe? Yeah, we know that's the tournament.
Correct. And then I'm going to take Spain -1 against Sweden. And I'm going to parlay those.
So you're terrible at soccer bets.
But you're
so instead of transitioning to something else, you're now making soccer parlay bets.
Yeah, I'm going
to
double down on them. Anyway, okay. Jamarcus Periwinkle, you're up.
I am going to Atlanta, taking the Hawks +3.
Okay.
I like the Hawks tonight. They've lost 2 in a row, kind of.
Like them to do the same thing Philly did, get one back at home.
Yep. I like Nate McMillan. I like Trae Young.
Sounds good.
I kind of want to take the under. Can I go with same game parlay?
You can same game parlay it if you want.
Give me the Hawks +3 and the under 225.5.
Wow.
Wow. All
right, I'm going to
just love betting
Nationals
unders.
Money line versus the Pirates and the Red Sox money line versus the Blue Jays. Parlay it.
So everybody's putting parlays.
Give me the Nationals money line and also give me the Los Angeles Clippers.
The Clippers.
What was that accent?
That's just me saying it.
Say it again.
It wasn't an accent.
That's how you say Los Angeles Clippers?
Yeah, Los Angeles Clippers. I don't think it was an accent. I'm just trying to be funny.
Clippers. The Clippers.
The Clippers.
You know who I'm rooting for tonight? The Clippers.
Nah, I say Clippers. You say Clippers.
You know what I use to trim? We got to go.
Yeah, before we go to Twitter.
Twitter 20 coming up next.
Don't say anything you're not allowed to, Jean-Pierre.
I got quite close.
Jean-Philippe.
Jean-Philippe.
Coming up next, Grant and Danny, 3 o'clock. Charles Barkley joins the boys. Do not miss that. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you some Kleepers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.